On the Yukon River, Stevens Village is the latest community to be flooded. National Weather Service hydrologist Ed Plum says yesterday's flooding at Stevens Village resulted when a 35-mile-long ice jam formed downstream from where the Yukon flows under the bridge on the Dalton Highway.
That jam extended all the way up to Stevens Village and caused flooding. The last report is that all the homes in there had water in them. Even the house on the highest ground in the village had water in it.
Plum says the village's airstrip and school, which sit on even higher ground, were spared flooding, as was the village beaver upstream. Both villages had evacuated women, children, and elders in anticipation of trouble Friday and Saturday. Plum says the jam released downstream of the Yukon River Bridge around 1 this morning, relieving concerns about extremely high water and ice at the bridge and pipeline crossing.
The level of the ice actually had risen to, this is unofficial reports, its highest level anyone has ever seen at the Yukon River Bridge. Within 10 feet of going over the portion of the piers that are made to deflect river ice and water. So the pipeline and DOT were concerned about if it rose above that level, they'd have to shut down. Or they were concerned they might have to shut down the pipeline and the bridge.
Plum says the breakup front is now downstream of the bridge, past the village of Rampart. He says Rampart sits on very high ground and is not likely to see any flooding if the ice jams again. He says there are a number of fish camps and cabins that could be impacted along this stretch, where a flood warning remains in effect. Meanwhile, Plum says there's another breakup front that's caused high water even farther down the Yukon at Ruby.
That's because we've got some large tributaries coming in that had broken up earlier, including the Tanana River, the Tozitna, the Melozitna, and also the Koyukuk. So that was pumping a lot of water into the Yukon and causing sort of a secondary breakup occurring farther downriver.
Plum says there was no flooding at Ruby, but water did back up and threaten cabins in the vicinity of the village.